Go.
Welcome back, everybody, to the newest episode of Not Enough Wrestling. We have the Faction of Satisfaction, Ed Pollo Loco, Tom the Ripper, and your boy, the Matt, the All-Star, Jones, the Faction of Satisfaction. Be sure to follow us and go listen to our episodes on Google Play Music while it's still available, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. So, big weekend.
Yeah.
NXT TakeOver 3:30. And then SummerSlam right behind.
That's a,
excuse me.
That's a big milestone, man. TakeOver 30.
Yeah.
Milestone, bro. NXT, nobody thought, I didn't think NXT would blow up this big.
I mean, I really, like I said, I wasn't even watching NXT in the beginning. I didn't really, I can't remember when I recently started watching it. I think it just one day I would just popped up on TV. I was like, oh, I'll sit back and check it out. And I was like, yo, this is pretty dope. I think it was for one of the first pay-per-views. I just can't remember which one it was I watched, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the pay-per-view a lot. I enjoy the pay-per-views now. Some of them haven't been as good as they were back in the day, but like they're okay now.
All right. Now let's get to it. The nitty gritty.
The Thunderdome. The newest thing they got going on for the Amway Center. What do you think? You like it?
Looks like a game of Guess Who, man. It's kind of
funny. It's creepy to me, dude. I don't like it. Like, I personally, I find it very creepy. Like, it feels like, you know, those movies you used to watch where they like the movie Gamer, where people are watching, you know, Gerald Butler in his room and like just a bunch of screens watching them play. Like, that's creepy to me, dude. Like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, especially, it's not like the NBA is kind of subtle about it. You know what I'm saying? It's literally the whole stadium with people watching, dude. Like,
yeah.
You know, as like, if when you're in the arena, you can't see everybody. You know what I'm saying? But you can clearly see every video, every person watching the video. Somebody can be picking their nose and you see it. You know, it's just, I don't.
Like the other night on the NBA game, they had a dad and he's like feeding the baby while he's watching the game, and he's on the camera in the background. You see him and he's just like, because you have to be invited to be one of these, get, you know, like, oh, yeah, fans to be on the
board, like a Zoom, they have.
Right? Yeah.
So that's basically what they're doing with the NBA. But, it, you know, like the dad's like the bottle. He's watching the game like, yeah. It was pretty cool.
You can see like people flick you off. So like,
they're going to be doing it that way now?
Yeah. They had pictures on Twitter. Say it again?
For wrestling, right?
Yeah. They had pictures on Twitter like of it. And I was just kind of like, I was creeped out, bro. I think
is SummerSlam going to be under the Thunderdome or no?
No, SummerSlam is going to be in the Performance Center.
Okay.
And you know what's going to be funny is if you see somebody in the background on one of those, like, body slamming their little brother or something, like, on camera. Or, like, somebody giving someone the RKO out of nowhere. You just see, like, there's, like, no one there. All of a sudden, you just see two guys, like,
or somebody on the toilet.
Watching it, wow, that'd be so awkward, bro.
That would be.
Oh, somebody's in a, like for me, somebody showed me that video of The Miz getting yelled at by his wife, and like, oh, he could be watching SmackDown, and like his wife comes in and it's like, you didn't take out the trash? Like, what is this? Don't make me lay the SmackDown. I'm like, wow, he is getting chewed out. Like, I don't know.
I like, man. Maurice. He was lucky to marry her.
So, yeah, I just wanted you guys' thoughts on that. Personally, I'm not really feeling it. I didn't see one. If you were subtle about it, like, if you wanted to get rid of, like, keep it in the Performance Center but add the virtual things, I would have been fine with that. You didn't really need to go get a bigger arena. Like, for what? Like,
I think it's awesome, to be honest, that they have a bigger arena. So, like, it doesn't take like 2 seconds for entrance, how they are. You know what I mean? Before, they're used to doing the long walk and the entrance looks a little bit better.
You want the Undertaker entrance is what you're saying then. 20 minutes.
I mean, well, it's not going to happen with the Undertaker, but I'm talking about just any wrestler's entrance is a lot like like now when we watch Raw, SmackDown, and the most recent pay-per-views, it like takes 2 seconds to get to the ring. Like they're like, Adam Cole's got to wait. Adam Cole's got to wait
to the point, bro.
Boom! He can't do boom until he gets to the queue.
Let's get to the point. Like, do I really have to sit back and like,
yeah,
watch the whole 5 minutes? Part of
the whole theatrics, homie.
I don't know. I just think they just waste the money, but it's not mine, so I don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
I saw something recently. They are planning on maybe, possibly making Shane McMahon the next creative and moving Bruce Pritchard back to SmackDown.
Oh, jeez. Mm. These guys can't make up their mind. They can't keep someone solid in there, bro. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, I saw that. I was like,
he needs to stay with his Raw Underground crap, and which is
at this garbage point, like, what do you have to lose? Like, could he be that worse than Bruce Pritchard? And like, you know,
I have no clue, and I don't care.
I mean, maybe he have better influence on his father. Be like, yo, let's push this guy. Maybe he would be like, because he's his actual son, and he might see something in the potential of a wrestler that could be possibly pushed. So maybe
that's a good one. That's a good point.
You know, he could push somebody. You know. Or you can just be like, I don't really care. Just do whatever you want to do. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I try to be optimistic about it because Shane, at least, you know, he at least tries to work with people. He's worked with a lot of people like you wouldn't think he would work with. You know what I'm saying? So I think it might be all right.
Who's that?
But if it happens, it happens. But, you know, it's still in the air right now. So.
How do you like the introduction to this underground Raw Underground crap?
I've only seen the first one. I actually missed the last Raw last week, dude. I was super duper busy. Yeah, that's my fault.
I saw all of them, bro. It's horse manure. Horse manure.
You don't care for it, man?
No me gusta. Nope. Sorry.
I don't know why they went this route anyway. Like you're trying to mix UFC. Your version of UFC for the wrestling into a world of already have wrestling. Like, what was the point? Like, those are two
separate. Well, Shane McMahon is all about the MMA. You know, that's what he trains and stuff for. So I could see it happening, but majority of the people, like Dolph Ziggler is in there. Another guy, I think he's coming up. In maybe NXT, but he's a real tall. I think he's Polynesian cat with some dreads. He's in there. Shayna Baszler came out and started schooling all the girls that are around there, which there was pretty much nobody there. So it's horrible. It's just a bunch of hype stuff. Oh, the Viking Raiders, the bald one, he was in there. He was doing really good, though. I mean, I have to say that some of them were actually doing really good. And then Dolph actually kind of starred his wrestling abilities. You know, he was a collegiate wrestler and things of that sort. So that kind of worked there for his benefit. But other than that, it's boring as all hell, to be honest.
This is off topic, but what? Speaking of tag teams, whatever happened to the was it AOP or whatever?
One of them is injured.
Still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Razor. Razor was already injured and he came back. So I think it's the other one.
Yeah. One day, because they were part of Seth Rollins' group when Seth Rollins came back. They added them. And then they had a feud with Joe and Kevin Owens and somebody else. And then Samoa Joe got hurt and then they just scrapped the whole thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, AOP got hurt, then Joe got hurt, and they just scrapped the whole thing. They were like, whatever.
They actually stay pretty close to the performance area because my cousin has seen them at a diner nearby.
Uh-huh.
And it was Razor. Razor was there, and he talked to him. So
English? Razor, like, you know, he's
– Yeah,
you
know, he's Lithuanian. Yeah, but no, he actually talked to him in English.
Okay, because in the gimmick they just like they speak and stuff like yo, do I speak English or
yeah. So yeah, and then that was my cousin Ramon, and he talked to him. He's like, I'm coming back, but you know my partner's hurt right now. So I was like, okay, well, then I understand, and I got that from the grapevine, from the source itself.
Gotcha. Well, we appreciate that, man. We appreciate that.
I tried to.
So there won't be no, there was no NX, no AEW, I'm sorry, yet on Wednesday, but it'd be on Saturday. So I think that they're really competing with NXT. Like, if you're going to do a show on Saturday, we'll do a show on Saturday. But like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you do know they did a show Wednesday, so you would have to do a show Wednesday and Saturday, which they didn't do. So I don't know.
Which I like the way they're doing it, to be honest, AEW. Mm-hmm. They're doing it in that open arena in Jacksonville. So it's
it's really
cool how they're doing it, and I actually like that version of it, but the people in the audience, which are the actual wrestlers that are not wrestling at the time, I don't like that.
Well, I think they say they were going to have limited fans. It's going to be like 15% to 20%, 25% fans going to be there.
Yeah, but they're deep in the seats. You could see them. They're like you see the lower level. They're on the upper bowl.
They're just trying to keep them away for the talent.
Excuse me, correct. Sorry, my bad. I forgot I was on the mic. My mic's hot. Yeah.
That Pollo Loco has acid reflux.
I'm sorry, guys.
So
it's just coming out.
Yo, real fast. Shawn Michaels, I love Shawn Michaels, man. But this dude took this punt and got up. Like, why, Shawn? Why do you have to outshine everybody else, bro? Why didn't you just take the punt and stay down? Like, everybody else was taking the punt, just stay down and go to sleep.
Yo, bro, I just saw a video about a day or two ago. I never knew this, of a match that he had with Vader. And he was going for, like, an elbow drop, and Vader was supposed to move, and he didn't. So, like, Michaels lands, and then he, like, just kicks him right in the face, like, for real. And it kicks him, and he's like, move, you dumbass. And then he stomps in his face again. He's like yelling at him, move, and he spits in his face. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Shawn was a savage back in the day, bro.
I'm like, dang.
That's why he's got that eye thing. Now one goes this way, one goes that way.
No, he went bald. Not to talk about the guy, but he went bald and now he's growing it back. Like, bro, you should have just stayed bald. Like, once you go bald, that's it, dude. There's no coming back. Like,
well, that's only you, Matt. So, huh? that's only you.
That's not just me. Triple H, the same thing, man. He's like, yo, I'm not gonna go back to come being hair again. I'm just gonna have it like, I'm at least have a peach fuzz on the top. But like, Shawn was like, nah, this bald thing ain't working. So he decided to grow it back, and you know you're gonna have the Hulk Hogan bald spot. Like once it's there, bro. And like he takes the, like I said, it killed me because I watched it. I didn't get to watch Rob. I did get to watch Shawn get to take this punt. And he took the punt, and then he's, like, stumbling around. Like, bro, everybody else just went to sleep. Why are you the only person still moving?
Like, yo, like Tom said, I understand now why he wears that hat, and it's really, really cupped and down. Nope.
Exactly. So nobody can focus on this.
Who else is the part one that I always get on because of that?
He's part of the Graves Club.
The Graves Club, yeah.
All right. Well, let me get off Shawn Michaels. Let's get into this.
He probably was like one eye went to sleep and the other one was still active. That's why he kept on getting up.
He didn't know which way it was coming.
Yeah, he's like, which way did he go, George? Which way did he go?
You guys are sick. Something's wrong with you guys.
Anyways, let's get back on track here.
All right, so. NXT 30 takeover. Let's get our predictions out of the way. So we got one pre-show match from what it says on the card, which could possibly change. You got Breezango, which versus Larkin and Danny Burch versus Legado del Fantasma. Phantasma. There it is, Phantasma.
I'm taking Larkin.
Say it again.
I'm taking Larkin.
Okay.
I like Larkin.
This is a triple threat tag team match to be for the number one contendership.
Yep, I'm taking Larkin on this one.
Hoyo?
I'm going to go with Tom.
I'm not going with Tom
because he's not in the match. I mean, I'm going with like I'm agreeing with Tom's pick. I'm agreeing with Tom's pick.
I'm going Brizingo.
What?
Yeah. I'm going
Brizingo. You sleep, Matt.
I know I am, but I'll wake up eventually when I get that dub. So Finn Balor versus Timothy Thatcher.
I think Timothy Thatcher comes out with this one.
Yeah. Oh,
Did Finn take an L to Velveteen?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of that, man, let's hop on Velveteen real fast. So he comes back, and I don't know if the allegations have been dropped or they went away or what the situation is. Oh, the
sexual harassment ones?
Yeah, with him, some picture, something. Don't know
the complete,
but you know, he's coming back and everybody thought he was done because after the second allegation, everybody thought it was done. But he's back now. So do you think like the allegations are still going on? Do you think it was dropped?
No, they wouldn't bring him back if they were not dropped. So I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, what's his name? Matt Riddle was in the same situation.
Yeah, well, but didn't I know this is, you know, everyone, but whatever. Enzo, didn't he have an issue and they got rid of his ass right away before they even found out what was true and what wasn't?
Yes, you're like, absolutely right.
But like these other two wrestlers, they've hung on to.
Velveteen's actually good talent. Velveteen can
Well, I understand. I understand that. That's why I said, you know, before I say this, you know, I know Enzo isn't like the greatest wrestler, but you know, the fact that the treatment is different, you know, Riddle and Velveteen, they've held on to, whereas they didn't even wait to see what happened. And as far as I know, with Enzo's case, he was never
acquitted.
Like, he was never charged with anything. Like it was acquitted. That's a word, right? They acquitted the.
They could have found that the girl was lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, dang, man.
See, I think Enzo's thing was nobody cared for him in the first place. So they were like,
wow, yeah, Matt.
Matt just gave them the excuse to like get rid of him.
Yeah.
Matt, come on, Matt. Don't do that.
I'm being for real.
That's my boy from Jersey, homie.
I hear what you're saying, dog, but you know, some of your people can be a little too much for
all your
people.
Racist here.
I'm not. I'm just saying some of y'all's, not all y'all, some can be a little bit too much for people, man. And some people are like, man, I can't deal with this dude.
Wow.
Hey, it is what it is sometimes, bro. I'm just saying.
Conversation done. I'm not talking to you now.
Let's move on to the next topic, please. Okay. Or whatever.
I'm going to pick
Matt, Balor. You're froze, Matt. I'm just letting you know.
Frozen. You're frozen. Are you using your tablet?
You're froze for a hot minute.
No, you can hear me. I'm looking at the matches on my phone, so you can't see me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got you. All right, go ahead.
So, we got those two. Io Shirai versus Dakota Kai for the NXT Women's Championship.
I like Io Shirai, but
I do too.
They have Dakota Kai came out with Rosa Garcia, whatever that last
name.
That
big chick again?
Rosa, yes. From like the old, you talking about old school Rosa who had the kid?
No, bro.
Oh.
This big Puerto Rican girl, she's Diesel.
Yeah.
Yep, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go with Dakota Kai on this one.
Huh. I'm going to go with my girl, Eero.
You actually like Eero? I thought you didn't like Eero.
Eero.
I'm going with Io Shirai, dude. I mean,
we already knew that one.
Yeah, you already knew. My age of persuasion. Moving on. So, we got Adam Cole versus Pat McAfee.
Oh. I don't know if they're going to be rolling with this McAfee thing or this is a one-time thing.
Yeah, it's probably a one-time thing, so I'm going to go with Adam Cole.
Yeah, so am I. But if they're going to go try to do a storyline with this cat, I'm going to have to say McAfee. But right now, it's Adam Cole for me.
I mean, Adam Cole can't beat, if Adam Cole can't beat McAfee, bro, there's something wrong with his picture, bro.
I mean, if he doesn't beat him, it has to be because of, like, a disqualification or somebody interrupted, you know, something like that, and not, a, like, a full-fledged complete win.
But if you saw this most recent NXT, bro, McAfee was throwing words, bro. Straight up.
Well, McAfee's not a small guy either, though.
No,
well, he's big dude. It just, I just, you know, if he loses, if Adam Cole loses fair and square to McAfee, the Undisputed Era is going downhill, bro. You can't take your leader can't take an L to somebody who's not professionally trained in your business, bro.
If he takes the L, he's going to the main roster.
Yeah, I could see that, but do you want to go to the main roster with that type of L in your record, bro?
Don't matter.
You don't get it. It's not a clean slate. It's not a clean slate when you move to the main roster, though. Like,
there's not. But I mean, he's got more competitorship than Garza. Then I think he'll be able to do quite well up in the main roster.
Oh yeah, I think he will too. If you know, it all depends on Vince McMahon, maybe, how he feels about him.
Maybe even 205.
Nah, hell no. Nah. Don't send that in 205.
The IC belt. Him and AJ Styles would be a very good freaking.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree. That would be dope. I've seen them wrestle before. They've wrestled before back in another company. But, yeah, I could see them doing dance again.
I would love to see that, to be honest with you.
All right. I am going to get them to leave that alone. You'd rather see AJ Styles versus Cole over Styles and Morrison?
Yes.
Yes.
You guys make me sick. All right.
Morrison all these opportunities. Get out of
Morrison,
here.
Morrison's been there. He's been in the action. He had his chance. Mr. Johnny Bravo went to freaking Lucha Underground. No, he's done, bro. Even though he's very talented, he's got the physique and everything. Give it to Adam Cole. He's up and coming, homie. Come on. I thought you would at least give me that because you like the up-and-comers giving a chance.
I do like Adam Cole. I'm not saying don't give Adam Cole a shot. What I'm saying is I would
rather still want to see Morrison than Adam Cole. That's what you're saying.
I just want to see the match.
You think a match with AJ Styles versus John Morrison is more entertaining than AJ Styles versus Adam Cole?
Yes, because I've never seen them go against each other. I've seen Styles and Cole go at it. So I want to see Styles go against somebody he has not been before ever.
Okay.
In my opinion. But we got to keep the show going. All right. We got the ladder match for the vacant NXT North American title. Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, Cameron Grimes, Johnny Gargano somehow got back in this, and Velveteen Dream.
I call Bronson Reed. It's either him or Priest. I don't think anybody else. I would like to see Priest have it, but Bronson I like because he's a big dude. He's the only big dude in that.
I'm going with Priest.
There you go. See?
I like Priest.
I like Priest too.
I like Priest. Now I'm even more Priest. Pissed off because they don't have Ciampa in the match. But you know that's another subject.
You already know what's going on there. Let's not get into that conversation.
I'm just saying the disrespect. Hoyo, it's on you.
Priest. Oh, he's going for Priest. So pretty much three for Priest. I like Bronson to give him a chance, but I would like to see Priest leave with that belt. So,
okay. The final match for that one is Keith Lee, Karrion Kross. Yep.
I think Karrion Kross is going to take it because there's going to be a rival here. So they're going to go with giving it to Karrion Kross and then Keith Lee versus Karrion Kross in a something sanctioned match because of him blowing out his eyeballs with the flash paper.
Is he still running like he's blind?
Well, he didn't come back, but Mia Kim was wrestling right after that, and she was very concerned, which is that she's his girlfriend. So that's all I can say about that. But I haven't seen him back
since that.
So we'll see.
Okay.
But I'm very jealous because he's got Mia Kim as his girlfriend. So.
Oh.
Would you pick between Mia Kim or Scarlett?
Scarlett. Who's Scarlett? Is that Karrion Kross's girl?
Yeah.
I would take Mia Kim all day.
I'm sorry. I'm running with Scarlett. That's just me personally, though.
Dang, homie. I thought you would be with the Asian persuasion.
Oh, I am too, though, but I'm saying that Scarlett, dog. Hey.
She's purdy. She's purdy and everything, but I like me. I like Mia Kim because she's like down to earth, bro.
My pick is gonna be, man, I want to say Keith Lee, bro, but I think I'm going with Kross. I think it's too soon for him to lose the belt, but
yeah, I was thinking that too, but I think in order to make this rival go a little further, I think this should happen.
Boyo, it's on you, man.
I'm sticking with Lee.
Oh, he's going to bask in the glory.
Hey, got it. Limitless.
Yes, limitless.
I mean, because, like, if Keith Lee does come out and he's coming up like he's blind, Karrion Kross is just going to run through this dude, bro.
We shall see, my friend.
We will see.
Okay, so now let's get into the SmackDown while we got a little bit of time. Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, hair for hair.
Oh, I think it's going to – Mandy Rose is going to win it.
Yeah, because they like Mandy over Sonya, so it's going to be Mandy.
I think Mandy looks beautiful. She's amazing. She's on my Instagram.
I'm going with Sonya to win.
Oh, for the upset. Okay.
Yeah. I think that Mandy's gonna cut her hair short, bro.
Well, she already did, but okay.
Like shorter. Like Molly Holly haircut.
Oh.
I think she going Molly Holly, bro. That's what's gonna happen.
We'll see.
Bailey versus Asuka. Wait.
See, this is okay. So this is interesting because Asuka's fighting twice in the night.
Yes, you know what? I'm just looking at it. I'm like, huh? I see both in there. Yeah. All right. So
apparently, she got the deal with her going against Bailey, and then she also got the deal with her going against Sasha Banks.
Oh, they're giving her the two belts, bro. She's gonna win them both. Wow, that would be something crazy.
I think they might do that and then them concentrate on the
tag teams.
But I don't know, man. I would like to see Asuka both belts because that would just be like a big slap in the face. And then Becky comes back and challenges Asuka for the two belts. That'd be cool.
Oh, it's going to be a while before Becky comes back, bro.
What? That I'm just saying, but I think Shayna Baszler is the next in line.
Yeah, her or Nia Jax, but we all know how we felt about Nia Jax. So let's Okay, so I'm going with Bayley and Sasha to keep their belts.
Okay,
I think they're going to keep both belts and they're going to continue to run through the women division.
Okay, Asuka for both.
Okay. And Poya, you said Asuka's gonna win both?
I think so.
All right. So let's go with that. All right, so we got Dominik and Rollins street fight.
Oh bro.
Dominic. It's Dominic, not Dominique.
Dominique
is Dominique Wilkins. That's what I think of.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about. Who you got?
Man, let me tell you, boy, when he got that lashing from Buddy and Seth that night, bro, I was like, oh my God.
That hurt me, bro. I thought somebody
was gonna come out, and I'm like, dude, like, I understand taking your licks, you know, getting into the business, but oh my gosh.
That kid was baptized with kendo sticks.
I think Bully Ray tweeted, he's like, that he's really proud of him, and he showed that he has heart and he deserves to be in.
Sign him up. That's what they said. They said, like, sign him up. For each bruise he has and scar he has on his body, give him a 10 G's.
Especially when they hit him in the lower abdomen area where it's like very, oh man, I was like, ding. And there was one point where they hit him and they got his knuckles because he was going to cover up like he was hurt, you know, basically playing it like he was getting hurt. So he's bringing his hands down and it got in the way of the kendo stick. And he's like, oh, and you can see him like it really like it got his knuckles, bro. I'm like, oh,
that hurt, bro. To me, it hurt.
So anyways, back to I think that it's going to be Dominic winning.
Okay. I'm going to get Dominic and his dad's going to help him.
I think Dominic's going to win, and then I think that Seth's probably be gone for a little bit for the birth of the child, maybe, just because.
Yep, I agree.
It sets it up nicely.
I'm going with Rollins to win.
I'm going with
upsets, bro. Dominic winning does not sound like an upset. I'm going with Rollins to win.
That's going to be Dominic.
Domino, you know what I'm talking about. I think he's going with – I'm against Rollins to win, dog.
Domino's an R&B.
Apollo Crews versus MVP for the U.S. title. And no Lashley or Benjamin.
MVP is probably going to take it on this one.
I see MVP taking it.
I'm actually going to go with you guys with MVP just because we already know how I feel about – I think Cruz is a good wrestler. I just think he's missing. We all think he's missing something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think MVP would be nice to, you know, hold the title. He can build the title even higher than what it was before.
Six minutes.
All right. We got two more matches to go. Three. We got the Profits versus Andrade and Garza for the tag titles.
Andrade and Garza.
Yep. I'm taking Andrade and Garza.
Yeah, I'm gonna run with you guys with that one. I like the Profits, but it's time for somebody new.
I think so.
Strowman versus The Fiend for the Universal title. Sorry.
The Fiend.
Yo, Alexa Bliss slapped the hell out of Braun this past week.
But he technically threw her when the lights went out.
Oh, yeah. Because we have those bozos running around now and the ninjas, ninjas.
Attribution or whatever.
I'm going to take The Fiend, bro. I'm going to take The Fiend.
Yeah, I'm going with The Fiend.
Tom, you shocked me because I figured you'd be a Strowman fan and you'd be like,
I am a Strowman fan, bro. I think this rival is going to go a little bit deeper and Alexa Bliss is going to be part of the whole Sister Abigail
stuff. Get their hands!
I do think The Fiend's going to get it, but yes, I'm a Braun Strowman fan.
All right, well, I'm going
with The Fiend. It's good shit!
Oh, my God.
I'll go with The Fiend on this one. I think The Fiend, I personally feel like The Fiend is the best champion we've had for a long time as Universal Champion. Hands down. Anybody's held that belt before him has just been a waste. And last and final match, McIntyre versus Orton.
McIntyre.
Okay, well, I'm going left, right. I'm going Orton.
Nope.
I feel like me and Tom was talking, I feel like Orton never punted Rick. and Rick's gonna come out there acting like he's gonna like help Drew and then turn around and turn on McIntyre.
Oh, I could see that, him doing a low blow on Drew.
Yeah, he's just gonna come out there and like, you know, Orton just punted, you know, remember Orton punted Ric Flair, and it's Ric Flair's gonna come out there and help, you know, McIntyre, and next thing you know, oh my god, a low blow, and then the RKO, and then back, then Orton wins.
All right, we'll see about that, but I like McIntyre the way he is, bro.
Oh man, I've been a big fan of McIntyre holding the belt, and I think he's been like a really good champion. But for him to lose, it's gonna have to be a screw job.
Yeah,
it's gonna have to be a screw job for him to win to lose, and I think this is the perfect screw job.
I agree.
So that's my pick. Now, before we get up out of here, I know we got like the Retribution. How do you feel about this group?
Trash.
The ninjas? I don't really care.
The masked guys with the bats and the crowbars.
I know, but they mask themselves like ninjas, so whatever.
I think it's NXT guys.
Of course it is.
I don't know. I'm not really feeling it.
Just stop interrupting my matches.
If it's people that aren't being used, that's on the main roster, that's not being used, and they're like just going out and doing this until they get what they want, I'd be behind it. But if it's just a bunch of people I've never seen before, I'd be like, I'm out, because we don't know who they are. Then you got to explain their whole beef. It's just too much work. So right. That's our show. We want to thank you guys again for listening. Please listen to us on Google Play Music while it's still available. Listen to us on iTunes. Find us on Spotify. Any last remarks, guys, before we get up out of here?
Nope. That's it, man. Let's enjoy the pay-per-view.
We are Satisfaction. I am Tom the Ripper. This is Pollo Loco. And our host, Matt the All-Star Jones, baby.
That's right. Don't forget, we are on Twitter at Enough Wrestling. That was it. That's what I was thinking of. We are out of here. See you later.
Deuces.